Manx Radio Sports, brought to you by The Print Shed. Visit theprintshedIOM.com today to set up your personalised web shop for your sports club or business.
2 minutes after 5 o'clock on a Saturday evening on Manx Radio. Welcome to Saturday Sport Classified. Simon Quine with you through until just before 6 o'clock this evening. We will cover local football. We'll go through all of today's action in the ECAP FA Cup first round and league fixtures as well. Tony Meppham joining me to do that. And we will have the draw for the ECAP FA Cup quarterfinals as well. Dave Christian will be along a little bit later to look at the three games involving local rugby teams. And there's no Ben Cunningham this week, so you're stuck with me to take you through the hockey results. And Rob Pritchard will be here as well, live from the Bowl, to bring us team news as FC Isle of Man take on Abbey Hay at the Bowl. That game getting underway at 6 o'clock this evening, and Rob and Tony will be back after 6 with full commentary.
Manx Radio Sports, brought to you by The Print Shed.
But as always, let's start off with a look at the classified results, and beginning with football, the ECAP FA Cup first round. Peel 10, Pulrose United 0. Ramsey Youth Centre and Old Boys 3, St John's United 1. In the Canada Life Men's Premier League, the match between Foxdale and Oncombe was postponed, as was the match between Union Mills and St Mary's. Corinthians 4, Ramsey 0. Russian United 1, Ayr United 3. The game between Braddon and Laxey was also postponed. Ardnan Drugan Limited Division 2, Governors Athletic 0, Maroun 6. The game between Malou and St George's was a late kickoff. We should have a full time for that very shortly. Colby 4, Castletown 1. Douglas Royal 5, Douglas and District 0. Moving on to Canada Life Combination 1, Laxey 2, Peel 6. Oncombe 4, Foxdale 1. St John's United against Braddon was postponed. St Mary's 8, Union Mills 4. Ramsey 8, Corinthians 0. And we're awaiting a result in the game between Ayr United and Rushden United. If you have those details, 166-177 is the text number. Ardnan Drugan Limited Combination 2, Michael United 2, Douglas and District 2. Moran against Governors Athletic was postponed, as was Douglas Athletic against Ramsey Youth Centre and Old Boys, and St George's against Malou. Pulrose United 2, Jims 0, Castletown 1, Colby 2. Moving on to rugby, Regional 2 North West, Vale of Loon 26, Douglas 17. Counties 3, ADM Lancashire and Cheshire Minor Conference League and Manx Cup, Vagabonds 21, Ramsey 10. And the Hartford Homes Manx Shield, Southern Nomads 36, Douglas Celts 17. In hockey, Men's Premier League, Castletown A 0, Harlequins A 2. Backers A 7, Vikings A 0. Valkyries A 8, Vikings B 3. Ladies Premier League, Vikings A 1, Backers A 5. Castletown A 1, Valkyries A 1. Harlequins A 4, Castletown B 2. Men's Division 1. We're awaiting a result in the game between Backers B and Castletown B. Again, if you do know that, 166-177. Harlequins B 0, Valkyries B 9. Valkyries C 0, Ramsey A 5. Ladies Division 1, Vikings B 1, Backers C 1. Ramsey A 2, Valkyries B 1. Backers B 4, Castletown C 2. In Men's Division 2, Vikings C 5, Castletown C 0. Two other games in Men's Division 2 both got underway at 25-4, so we'll bring you those results as and when we get them. In Ladies Division 2, Harlequins B 1, Castletown D 0. Again, awaiting a result for a game that should be due to finish any time now between Vikings C and Valkyries C. And also awaiting results in the Mixed Under-15s League. If you do know any of those missing results, do let us know on 166-177. But in the meantime, we'll turn to football, and Tony will go to the game you were at for us out in the West Isle on Douglas Road between Pulrose and Peel in the ECAP FA Cup first round. And we speculated yesterday in Friday's Sport Preview this was probably going to go the way of the Westerners, but I don't think expect to be quite this convincing. Peel 10, Pulrose 0.
No, not really, but to be honest with you, in the first sort of 10 minutes, you just sensed that Peel were going to be on top most of this game. But it was just the way the scoring went, because Peel were basically 3-0 up within sort of 10, 15 minutes and absolutely flying. Thomas Brown with the first. Jason Charmer got the second one. And then Matty Woods got one as well, sneak one in like he does. But it was just bizarre just the way it went, because they could have had a couple more. Peel, you know, Paul Rose just found it really difficult to contain them. They were moving both wings. Thomas Brown through the middle was dangerous. He's just come back from a long-term injury. Defensively, they looked so solid. And then it was just before half-time that they got another four goals, basically, as I think it was about 8 or 9 minutes. Thomas Brown with one. It was Izzy Dunn got one. And Thomas Brown got a penalty, I think it was, and he scored that one. And they were just absolutely flying. But then in the second half, you just thought to yourself, you know, Paul Rose have just got to save face in this one. But it didn't relent. And Taylor Andrews got the ninth one, I think it was. And then Lee Gale got one, and Oscar Bignall got one as well. So it was just shared around the whole lot. And good performance by Peel. Solid right the way round. And I think Paul Rose, if they do have any aspirations of coming into the Premier League, is they know how good they're going to have to be, because, you know, Peel are chasing for the Championship. They're in a good place for it. And today they showed the difference between the Premier League and Div 2.
OK, and the second game in the ECAP FA Cup first round was Ramsey Youth Centre. 3, St John's United 1.
Yeah, this is an absolute brilliant result, this, for Ramsey Youth Centre. And when you look at them, they're pushing to get promoted in Division 2. St John's mid-table in the Premier League. But today, Dean Lees scored the goal to give them the lead. And then it was Dylan Parrish, I think it was, who equalised. But it all sort of went wrong later on, because St John's had a player sent off. Don't know who it is, Simon, but Dylan Parrish got his second in the game to make it 2-1 at half-time for Ramsey Youth Centre. Then in the second half, it was an absolute top-notch goal, I've been told, by Tony Corlett. And I keep ribbing Tony's age, but we were trying to guess today, actually, down at Peel, you know, because he's been around for a long, long time, but scores goals and just passes his experience on to the younger players. And he did it again today by scoring this absolute belting goal to make it Ramsey Youth Centre and Old Boys 3, St John's 1. And, you know, when you look at performances, I think it was Dylan Bullock and Cameron Parsons who were superb for Ramsey Youth Centre today. And Matty Kelly, the manager of Youth, he's just letting me know that you chose the wrong game to go to. Well, I got 10. There was 4 goals in this one, but that's a great performance. And let's wait and see what the draw comes up with later on and see who Ramsey Youth Centre get.
OK, well, you are looking ahead to that quarter-final draw a little bit later on in the programme. Just to bring a sort of lay of the land as to where we are, is the one game left to play in the first round, is that right, Tony?
Yeah, there is. The Onken against, or Douglas High School Old Boys against Onken, that one was postponed last week. Old Boys, it's their free week this week, and they'd all organised to go away, so there's no way we could play that. So that game will definitely play next week. So it means that one of the quarter-finals won't take place, because obviously we need to get the winners of Old Boys and Onken first, then to play in the quarterfinals. So we're a little bit behind, Simon, but I'm not panicking. Easter's coming, but hopefully we'll get there.
I was going to say, we'll come to the calendar in a minute, because there's an awful lot of peas on my sheet this week, which you were hoping we weren't going to have. I suppose we had fairly decent weather the last couple of days, a lot of rain earlier in the week, but hopefully, you know, we would perhaps hope to get a few more games on today.
Yeah, I think it's just one of them that, you know, the pitches have dried out quite well. Weather was good Thursday, Friday was good. But any advantage that those pitches have gained are probably going to go tomorrow, because I believe that there's an absolute deluge of rain coming in. There's wind coming in as well. We could do without the rain and keep the wind, because we need the wind to dry the pitches out. But we've got a week to recover, and we go again next week. But hopefully with the weather today, because it was brilliant sunshine. It was chilly down at Peel. I know you're a Peel boy. But it was a great afternoon to watch a game of football, even though if you could stand in the sun, it was quite comfortable.
Well, we'll just go through those postponements. First of all, in Canada Life Men's Premier League, the game between Foxdale and Onken, Union Mills against St Mary's and Braddon against Laxey were all off, which means we've just got two games in Canada Life Men's Premier League to discuss. And the first of which was Corinthians 4, Ramsey 0, the game Rob Pritchard was at for us this afternoon. And this was a chance with Peel playing in the FA Cup this week for Corinthians just to extend their lead, even temporarily at the top of the table.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, Corinthians had to do it. When I saw the team sheet yesterday, I thought, wow, there's a lot of big stars missing from there. And the young guns have stepped up today. I wouldn't say Ryan Burns is a young gun. He's not far away. But Ryan started it all off. He got the first one for Corinthians. And then the young gun on the left-hand side, Connor Clark, he took over because he got two of the goals. And then one of my favourite players around in Manx football, he's 17 years of age. but I played against his granddad, so it just shows you how he's come through the system. And just to watch Ryan Nelson play, and I think Ben Qualtrough has been very patient with him, not to bring him in too soon, because he's a slight player, he's only small. But my word, what an engine he's got and what an amount of skill he's got. And he got a goal today, so well done, Ryan. You've done me proud. And a good performance. And, you know, unfortunately for Ramsey, later on in the game, I think, you know, maybe 10, 15 minutes into the second half, they went down to 10 men. They had a player sent off, so that didn't help the causes. But I think Corinthians today, the young players have really stepped up, because there was four or five of the first team players missing today. And the boys have come in and done a great job.
And the only other game in Candlelife Men's Premier League. We were discussing this in Friday Sport Preview last night as well. Rushen really wanting to get 3 points today, just to keep themselves in touching distance with the three or four teams above them. But it's coming 3-1 defeat to Ayr.
Yeah, sorry, did. The manager of Rushen, I think, kiss of death, because I said that he's done well. This was his third game in charge, I think. He'd won two. And this one today, it all went completely wrong. Don't know who got the Ayr's scorers. If you could text us through, please, 166-177, but that's a great performance by Ayr, because, you know, Ayr have been struggling of late to try and get some points on the board. Rushen have been sort of picking points up, and it's all about trying to finish in there as high up a position as you can for the 25-26 season. And, you know, even though Matty Lamb got a goal, they couldn't find two more to try and sneak a point away from Ayr United, and hopefully Ayr United can march on and get some more points.
Okay, moving on to Arden and Drogheda Limited Division 2. Only one game to start with in this division, and it was the clash of the two teams at the top of the table. It was a Southern Derby even between Colby and Castletown, and it finished Colby 4, Castletown 1.
This is impressive, Simon. You know, we were talking about it last night, and you know, Colby 3-0 at half-time just shows you where all the work was done. Jordan Edge got a goal, and Steve Collister, I think it was, got the second. Then an own goal, and then Greg Radcliffe, more of a defender than a forward, but he popped up with one. Good in the air. Castletown's Ross Crawford got a consolation goal for them, but that's a real kick in the teeth for Castletown, because there's a right good challenge going on at the top of that table. You've got to include Ramsey Centre. You've also got to include Paul Rose. But, you know, Colby and Castletown were expected to be the two to run away with it. And Colby, that puts a bigger gap between them. I know Castletown do have, I think, a game in hand, but, you know, that really is advantage to Colby, I think, on the running for the Arden and Drogheda Division 2 Championship.
And we'll come on to the team, because I hope Rob Pritchard's listening down the bowl. His dark horse team in Division 2 of Moraine, who picked up the points again today after a disappointing defeat last week, but 6-0 winners against Governors Athletic, and with four games in hand over the three teams at the top of Division 2, still within a chance.
Yeah, and just a little warning to clubs out there. We'll put an email out to them, but we've got a plan on how to try and get the night games started earlier, even though we won't have the light. We were going to, you know, just warn the clubs that night games are going to come in mid-March for some of the clubs anyway, away behind. But, you know, Moraine today, that's a great performance against Governors, and Conor Gilbert's being the star this year. He got another couple of goals. Alex Marley got one. Dave Reynolds on the score sheet, Mike Hughes, and Matty Davis as well. So David Brew will be happy. I'm sure the boys are having a couple of sherbets in the Crosby at the moment. And, you know, don't forget, lads, you've got another game in 7 days. So, you know, great result for Moraine. Big 3 points.
Douglas Royal continuing to put points on the board in mid-table. 5-0 winners against Douglas and District.
Yeah, I haven't got any information on that one, just the 5-0. So if anyone texts us through, please, 166-177.
And we did have a late kickoff in Division 2 between Maloo and St George's. You were thinking that game should be finished right about now. I've got no details in on scores yet. Have you had
Yeah, I think Jordan, good man, he's just come through right now. Maloo 3, Geordie's 0. And it was Paul Whitley with 2, and Paddy Cooper said last night that Paddy's been in great form. But there's a bit of a story to this game. We need to get our facts right first. But, you know, for some reason, the referee was told not to travel because the game wasn't going ahead. But the game was never called off, so we don't know what's gone wrong. So we'll check on that one. But fair play to both clubs. They had to stay there basically an extra hour just to let the referee now turn up. Now, this is a great story. I phoned up the referee to see if we could get him to the game, and he said, I'm downtown at the moment, shopping at the moment. Any chance of getting to Maloo? I haven't got any transport, but I'll see what I can do. So I think he got his daughter to bring the kit down to him, and I think the daughter might have run him out to Maloo. Hopefully she didn't get any speeding offences taken in, but the clubs really do appreciate it, because to have sort of like 30-odd players there all wanting a game of football, and for Hugh to, I think the reason why he did it was he didn't have to spend any money then in town, so he could get himself out of it. But no, that's great commitment, Hugh. A big, big thank you from everyone being able to get this game on, and Maloo have come up 3-0 winners.
Okay, and moving on to Canada Life Combination. One big game at the top of the table between Laxey and Peel. And Peel winning 6-2 in the end. And that means they finished the day top of Combination 1.
Yeah, and I think, you know, personally myself, it hurts me to say it because my team was top of the league this morning. But, you know, I think Peel are going to go on and win this because Laxey have been a difficult team to push aside this season and scoring plenty of goals. And today, Laxey 2 Peel 6. I haven't got any scorers through, I don't think, yet. But we'll see if we can. Nothing's come through from Colin. But we'll see if we can get the information out. But that's a great result because, you know, we'll come to the big one in shortly where the top team were beaten 8-0 today in the league.
Well, let's move on to that one as well, because you mentioned Laxey being difficult but to beat in this division. But Ramsey, well in the mix here. They've got games in hand on Corinthians and Peel above them. And as you say, 8-0 winners against their second-place Corinthians today.
Yeah, that's a big result, that, for Ramsey. Fantastic performance. And I got that one completely wrong. But Phil Dunnigan, transferred from Ayr last year, he got three of the goals. Nathan Crane got two. Ryan Kelly on the score sheet. Rob Morton and also Austin Hart got the other one. Great performance by Nesko Marinov, the referee. But Corinthians, they'll be in the dark room, I think, all those players, because a game that they expected to do well in, it was tight in the game at Ballafletch. It was 2-2. Corinthians scored in the last minute. But this one here, well and truly taken to the cleaners by Ramsey, and congratulations to them.
Well, like you say, very tight at the top of that division now. Got Peel played 16-35, Corinthians played 17-35, Ramsey played 15-34, and even just down from that, Rushen played 17-32. So, you know, there's a handful of teams in the mix.
No, there is, and I've got the Rushen score in. We didn't have it before. I've got that in. They picked up 3 points again today, so that puts them in a better position. So, you know, it's a great race on for the Canada Life Combination 1, and that's what you want. But usual suspects are there. Rushen, Ramsey are there, and now the new kids on the block are Corinthians and Peel, with all these young players that they've got coming through, doing ever so well, and I still think it's going to be Peel.
Well, run the risk of getting too out of order on my sheet and getting confused which games we've done or not. Let's do the Rushen United, Ayr United combi game. Then what was the full time in that?
Good man. It was Ayr United 2, Rushen United 3. Joe Reid got two of the goals, and Ryan Crawley got the other one. So good shift by Rushen.
Okay, Onken 4, Foxdale 1.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that one expected because, you know, Onken have got some good players in there. Tom Lancaster, he got two of the goals. Taylor Deitcher, got one, and Luke Callister got the other one. Haven't got Foxdale's goal scorer.
St John's United against Bradham was the one postponement in Canada Life Combination 1, and a high-scoring game at the Bowl in the early kick-off. 12 goals in this one, St Mary's 8, Union Mills 4.
Yeah, it was mega, and when you see two of the goal scorers, Therese Thompson, he got 3, Jamie Skillen got 2, Alex Harrison scored a hat-trick, what, 4 games ago, then he got another hat-trick, and today he was close but not good enough. He only got 2. Hang your head in shame, Alex. But Kieran Presley got the other one, so great performance by St Mary's. But for Union Mills, Isaac Quilliam got one, Ryan Kelly, Chesley Adams, that's a new name to me, and Sig Cowan as well got one. Great performance by the referee, Peter Kane.
Okay, Arden and Drogheda Limited Combination 2, several postponements today as well. Moran against Governors Athletic was off. Douglas Athletic against Ramsey Youth Centre was off. St George's against Maloo was off. 3 games played, the first of which finished 2-2 between Michael United and Douglas and District.
Yeah, I think the goal scorers I've got actually for D&D, because Dave put them through. But, you know, that's a good point for them. And let's see if we can get this one. There we go. Combination, Andrea Avensky, I think it is, and Tony Sewell. Tony's, what, 53, I think, so well done, Tony. Great result for the combi. Only 12 men, including 4 veterans, 2 who scored, and 2 were under 16, from the under-16 team. Avensky's first goal for the club. Sewell scored in his first appearance of the season. Tony scored against Michael Combi away last season when he came up to help out. So well done there, Tony. Great fan of football, great walking football. He's a really good player in that as well, but he's coming to help the team out today, so good on him.
And Paul Rose looked to extend their lead at the top of combination two with a 2-0 win over Jim's.
Yeah, Jim's are a lot stronger in this league, but Harley Corlett got one for Paul Rose United. James Clark, I think he must be their top goal scorer because he's always scoring each week. And Peter Lewis, what we said, 81, I think he is, still refereeing. Great performance, so credit to him.
Final game then in combination to the Southern Derby between Castletown and Colby. It was Castletown 1, Colby 2.
Yeah, and for Colby, the goal scorers haven't got Castletown's, but Rhys Phillips got one, Jack Fordham got the other one, and I believe both teams missed a penalty as well, so it could have been a lot bigger score, but it didn't happen, and Colby got the 3 points.
Eventful game down the south of the island then to round things off, and that takes us on to the draw for the ECAP FA Cup quarter-finals, joined by Nathan Vaughan this evening from ECAP. Nathan, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
We believe we're just chatting off air, and we were saying that football isn't particularly your sport of choice.
Yeah, so I played a little bit when I was really young, mainly played kind of basketball and hockey growing up, but more recently I do CrossFit, so the last like 4 years I've been training up at the Meadow, which is in Onken Park, owned by Danny and Joe Kane, so shout out to them.
And that motivation every day to get up and drag yourself into the gym on these dark mornings, is that still there?
Yeah, I think it's more of a routine at this point, to be honest. But no, it's really good fun, really good environment, so yeah, highly recommended.
Okay, so you're here with ECAP, the sponsors of the FA Cup for the quarterfinal draw this evening. Tony, I'll let you take over and do all the bits and pieces and all the box ticking that we need to do and explain how this is going to work.
Yeah, I'm still exhausted listening to what Nathan has to go through in the gym. There's no way I could do that. Fair play to him, because that's a tough event to do in that one. But yeah, we've got eight numbers in the hat. Nathan's going to pull them out. We have got an either or. Now, the way it's going to work, these games are played next week, the quarterfinals. So one of the quarterfinals won't be played because they're going to draw Old Boys or Onken. Old Boys and Onken will be played next week. So we'll get that one out of the way. But don't worry, we're still on track for Easter. We're going for Easter Saturday. We've got, the quarterfinal semis to get in before that. But hopefully the weather's going to play ball. So, Nathan, if you could get... the bag
right,
there
let's
and
have a look.
Draw the balls, and we'll see what fixtures we get out of this.
All right, so first one is number four.
And number four is Peel.
And they'll be playing number five.
And number five is Ramsey Youth Centre and Old Boys.
And we've got number eight.
Number eight is a home game for Union Mills.
Playing number two.
And number two is Corinthians.
And we've got number three.
Number three is the either or. So it's Douglas High School, Old Boys or Onken.
And number six.
And number six is Russian.
Last ones, we've got number seven.
Number seven is St. Mary's.
Playing number one.
And number one is Braddon. I'll go through that draw, Simon, in case you didn't get it. The first one out of the hat was a home game for Peel against Ramsey Youth Centre and Old Boys, who beat St John's today. Union Mills at home against Corinthians. Douglas High School, Old Boys or Onken against Rushen, and St Mary's against Braddon. So the Peel, Ramsey Youth Centre, Union Mills and Corinthians and St Mary's and Braddon will go ahead next week, and the Old Boys and Onken from the first round, that will be slotted in next Saturday's fixes.
Okay, Tony, thank you very much. Nathan, thank you for coming up and joining us on your Saturday evening as well. That was the draw for the ECAP FA Cup quarterfinals. It's 25 past five here on Manx Radio Saturday Sport Classified. Rob Pritchard is just awaiting team news at the bowl. So before we get to that, we'll take a look at rugby next.
Manx Radio Sports, brought to you by The Print Shed.
And joining me on the line is Dave Christian. Good evening, Dave.
Good evening, Simon. It's been a cracking day today. Not so much if you're a fan of Douglas or Ramsey, but if you're a supporter of Vagabonds, you'll have had a great day up there, and probably you're going to have a great night at Bella Fletcher Clubhouse too. We'll start with Douglas in Regional 2 North West. They were on the road at close rivals Vale of Lune, and unfortunately Douglas lost out 26-17. Sam Walton picked up two for the Vale early on in the match, two conversions from Jamie Mayall as well, and a try from Mayall, and that gave Vale an early lead. Douglas pulled one back. Matty Wood went over for the try. He converted that himself to leave the Vale lead 19-7 at half time. In the second half, Sam Walton got a bonus point try for Vale, and while Simon Hoddinott and Josh Duncan both went over for Douglas, it wasn't enough to reel in the Vale lead. Now, all that gets programmed into the league table in Regional 2 North West, and the team immediately behind Douglas, Burnage, they won today, and that means they go into fourth place. Douglas are out of the playoff places. They have a chance to recover next week. Burnage are travelling to Widnes, who are pretty close to that top four, and Douglas have got a home game at Portishead against Firwood Waterloo. But things are getting tight. The top four will go into playoffs after the end of the regular season, and Douglas do need to make sure they finish in that top four. But today, third place Vale of Loudon, they couldn't just quite do it on the road. At Ballofletcher, we were up there for Saturday Live for the big game up there. It's a combination. It's a scheduled fixture in Counties 3, ADM, Lancashire and Cheshire's minor conference. But because of the congestion in the fixture list, the two clubs, Ramsey and Vagabonds, agreed that it could be a double header and it would be their game in the Manx Cup as well. So everything on the line, and it was Vagabonds who took the spoils. Jack Cutts got them their first score after just 10 minutes when he intercepted a Ramsey pass, ran that back under the sticks, and Cam Finlay converted. Ramsey hit back with tries from Braden Roach and Ben Hardman, and they led 10-7 at half-time. In the second half, Ramsey had their chances inside the Vagabonds half, certainly for the first 20 minutes or so, but just couldn't put them away. And that gave Vaggers a chance to strike back late in the game. After an hour, it was Jackson Bowers out on the left wing. He danced through some indifferent tackling, is probably the best way to describe it, and touched down. Cam Finlay converted that one to give Vaggers a 14-10 lead. And in the final 20 minutes, Vagabonds played much more intelligently. They managed to hold on to the ball. They kept it in their forwards, allowed the clock to run down. And just close to the end, 79th minute, they sneaked the third try when Ed Knight crashed in from close range. And the final kick of the game was Cam Finlay's third conversion of the match. I've yet to do the permutations for the Manx Cup, but boy, it's going to be close. Douglas have played 2-1-2. Southern Nomads have played 1-1-1. Vagabonds and Ramsey have both played 2. Vagabonds have played 3, 1-1, and Ramsey have played 2 and won nothing yet. So it'll all be down to that final round of games when Ramsey will play Southern Nomads. That's on the 21st of March off the top of my head. And we'll get a bit of a clearer picture as to who'll be fighting in the Manx Cup final this year. But it looks like pretty much Douglas are in with the best opportunity of being the first team to qualify. And finally, in the Manx Shield, there was a game in the Hartford Homes Manx Shield. That was down at Ballachilia Park, where Southern Nomads took on Douglas Celts. Douglas Celts were the runaway league leaders, but Nomads might have narrowed that gap a little bit today. They won 36-19. For Nomads, there were two tries for Connor Stevens and two from Rob Crane, a try from Harry Brereton and a try from Alex Marr, and it was his first senior try, so congratulations to Alex Marr. Half-time, it was a 24-12 lead for Nomads, and Evergreen Mark Young kicked three conversions in that one. I haven't finished the Manx Shield table just yet, but Douglas Celts will still be top. I think they had an 11 or 12-point lead, and we're getting close to the stage now where they're not going to be catchable. I think we're going to have to rely on Douglas Celts and Western Vikings playing, and maybe the Vikings sneaking a win. But as it stands, Douglas Celts sitting pretty in the Manx Cup and the Manx Shield, so congratulations to them. They're having a great season, Simon.
Dave, thank you very much. Looking back at those three games involving the Manx teams in rugby today.
Manx Radio Sports, brought to you by The Print Shed.
29 minutes away from kickoff at the Bowl as FC Isle of Man entertain Abbey Hay this evening, and Rob Pritchard is there, and Rob can bring us team news for the Ravens tonight.
We can indeed, yes. Good evening, Simon, and welcome on Manx Radio AM 1368 for the first time this evening to the Ball Stadium in Douglas ahead of this NWCFL Premier Division clash between FC Alabman and Abbey Hay with kickoff in just under half an hour's time. Turning to team news, we'll turn to FC Alabman first. They make four changes from the sides that took that impressive 2-1 home victory over league leaders Withenshaw 7 days ago. Dropping out are three key names in the likes of Callum Sherry, Dean Pinnington and Charlie Higgins, all unavailable. Higgins is suspended, in fact. Lucas Watson also drops out of the side. Coming in this time, there are a couple of headlines. Josh Kane and Sean Kelly return after absences. One of the notable ones is Will DeCandia. He becomes the first player in history from an off-island player, I should say, for FC Alabama, the first off-island player on FC Alabama's books to make an appearance at the ball. He'll be in from the outset, and also returning is club captain Michael Williams. Back from injury, he will start from the bench. So the FC Alabama starting 11 is as follows. In goal is Adam Killier, and then it's Harry Best, Josh Kane, Carl Clark, captain Alex Maitland, Kyle Watson, Steve Whitley, Danny Gerrard, Sean Kelly, Will DeCandia and Jacob Crook. And the substitutes for FC Alabama are Adam Adebayi, Sam Gelling, Luke Booth, João Marques and Michael Williams. And for the visitors, Abbey Hay, Simon Heaton makes three changes from the side that lost by 2-0 away at Barnoldswick Town last time out. Dropping out this time are Joshua Eccles, Maddox Banks and Alfie Holland-Kerwin. Coming in are Joseph Thompson, Kakra Uguri and Thomas Speak. All three players that come into tonight's squad as the new additions will start from the bench. So Abbey Hay's starting 11 is as follows. In goal is the captain, Connor Beard, and then it's Aniola Onasanya, Riley Nixon, Finlay Stanier, Christopher Rogers, Jake Dunford, Jamal Crawford, Moses Yoke, Bradley and Jean, Adam Dawson and Dylan Edmondson. And the substitutes for Abbey Hay are Bobby Page, Joseph Thompson, Kakra Uguri, Romeo Welsh and Thomas Speak. Your referee this evening is Jacob Widdowson, and his assistants are Nathan Cool and Baby Driver Glover. FC Alabama go into tonight's contest chasing a fourth game unbeaten in their last three. They've managed two wins and a draw, I should say, including, of course, that fantastic 2-1 victory over the league leaders Withenshaw last time out. Hoping to try and make a little bit of progress, depending on results elsewhere, they could move as many as two places up the table from 19th to 17th if they were to take away maximum points this evening over a side that they beat 2-1 in the reverse fixture at the Abbey Stadium earlier in the season. For Abbey Hay, it's been a tough campaign for Simon Heaton and his camp, and indeed their league form has reflected that over the recent months. They've only managed to win twice in all competitions since late November and currently sitting precariously just above the drop zone in 22nd spot, 6 points clear of the bottom two. As it stands, they come here with all the motivation that they need to try and upset FC Isle of Man on an upturn in form and try and take maximum points, what would be three valuable points to take back across the water for them. So, can FC Isle of Man keep up their good run at home, or will it be Abbey Hay that upset the party? Potentially, we'll have to wait and see. FC Isle of Man versus Abbey Hay kickoff at 6 p.m. and we'll be bringing you full live match commentary here on Manx Radio AM 1368 from just before 6 p.m.
Thanks very much, Rob. And Tony Meppham on his way down to the bowl to be in situ to bring you coverage of that game along with Rob this evening. And don't forget, if you can't listen live, highlights available after broadcast at manxradio.com. You'll find it all in the sportscast section along with this programme, which will be up very shortly after broadcast, and a Friday sport preview from yesterday as well. You'll find it all there. And I should mention as well, between 4 and 5 o'clock this evening, we look back at the Isle of Man Sports Awards from Thursday night and heard from some of the various award winners. You can find those full interviews online as well at manxradio.com. Moving on to hockey then, no Ben Cunningham here this week. He has been keeping me reliably informed in terms of what is happening in the hockey. I've got most of the details collated in front of me here, so we will run through the results, and we'll start off in the Men's Premier League. And the first game of the day on the schedule here was between the top two, Backers A taking on Vikings A, and it was a 7-0 win for Backers A in this game. Elliot Reid with 2, Carl Moore with 2, Callum Robb with 2 and Tony Bentley Roberts with the final one for Backers A. A high scoring game between Valkyries A and Vikings B at the other end of the table. It was Valkyries A 8, Vikings B 3. Scorers for Valkyries A: Ollie Webster with 3, Oscar Lace, Alex Neal, Chris Caldwell, Tom Titus and Ethan Adams with those goals for Valkyries A. And also Castletown A taking taking on Harlequins A, Alfie Swales and Ronan Santagolia with those goals for Harlequins A. Moving on to the Ladies Premier League, the game of the day, which we were discussing yesterday evening on Friday's Sport Preview with Ben Cunningham, was the Castletown Ladies A against Valkyries. Ladies A, which was the game at the top of that division. These two teams having more or less identical records going into this game, just played five, won four, 8 points, and a goal difference of just one separating them. That game finished 1-1, so Ben Cunningham was right to sit on the fence when I asked him for a prediction of for that result. Andrew Littlejohn's scorer for Valkyries A. Vikings A 1, Backers A 5. It was Danny McIntosh for Vikings A, and for Backers A, it was Sophie Hudson with two, Lucy Cartwright with two, and Lee Meller with the other one for Backers A. Harlequins A 4, Castletown B 2, and the scorers for Harlequins A, Rachel Middleton with two, Ella Blakemore and Molly Dennett. As we move on to Men's Division 1, I mentioned this in the classified results that we were awaiting a full time from the game between Backers B and Castletown B. That game was actually moved to a later start time, and I can tell you that the latest I heard from that at King William's College, thanks to Ben Cunningham, who was keeping me posted, is that it was 2-0 to Backers B. That update coming about 10 minutes ago. Elsewhere in Division 1, Harlequins B against Valkyries B finished 9-0 to Valkyries. Neil Jacobs with three, Chris Thomas with three, Ryan Thomas, Steve Cottier and Rob Condra for Valkyries B. And the final game in Men's Division 1, Valkyries C 0, Ramsey A 5, Kyle Crane, Valentino Cosgrave and Jordan Parkinson for Ramsey A. Moving on to Ladies Division 1, and between Vikings B and Backers C, that finished 1 apiece. Helen Egan for Vikings B. Ramsey A 2, Valkyries B 1, Christina Kameen and Sarah Bull for Ramsey A, and the game between Backers B and Castletown C finished 4-2 to Backers B. Ella Edwards, Sienna Millwood with two, Sam Franklin and Danny Kelly the scorer for Castletown C. As we move on to Men's Division 2, Vikings C 5, Castletown C 0, Ian Perry with three, Theo Robertson and Patrick Williams for Vikings C. Ramsey B 0, Backers C 5. No scorers for that game at the moment. If you do know those, and you can get them to me in the next couple of minutes, 166, 177. Harlequins C 0, Backers Colts 3. And I think I did have these scorers for that. Just let me see if I can find them. It might have come in a little bit later on. I can't immediately see them here. Apologies if you have sent any of these in. Just trying to get everything together here. But we move on to Ladies Division 2. Harlequins B 1, Castletown D 0, and Vikings C 0, Valkyries C 6 was the final game in Ladies Division 2. In the Mixed Under 15s League, Ramsey Rogues and Rascals 1, Vikings 2, and in the other game in the Mixed Under 15s League finished Harlequins 1, Castletown Sabres 6. And that is a review of the hockey today. Ben Cunningham will be back giving you a much more detailed analysis of the hockey results on the programme. Next week, I think Ben Cunningham's actually sitting in for full-time and classifies between 4 and 6 o'clock next Saturday evening. As I mentioned, Tony Meppham is on his way down to the bowl to join Rob Pritchard there as FC Isle of Man entertain Abby Hay. Full commentary on AM 1368 and Manx Radio AM on DAB after 6 o'clock. And thanks as well to Nathan Vaughan from ECAP for joining us for the ECAP FA Cup quarter-final draw. I'll just find that draw once again, which we did about 20 minutes or so ago on the programme. So the ECAP FA Cup quarter-final draw is as follows. Peel against Ramsey Youth Centre and Old Boys, Union Mills against Corinthians, Douglas High School and Old Boys, Oronkin against Russian, and St Mary's against Braddon. The one remaining first-round tie that's still to be played is Old Boys against Oronkin. Tony Weapons explaining earlier on that game will be played next weekend, when the rest of the quarterfinals are played, and then gradually catch that up, as that game was, of course, postponed last week. So that quarterfinal draw, once again, Peel against Ramsey Youth Centre and Old Boys, Union Mills against Corinthians, Old Boys or Onchan against Rushen and St Mary's against Braddon. Thanks as well to Dave Christian this evening for rugby. And don't forget, this programme available for you to listen to very shortly as a podcast over at manxradio.com. If you've missed any of that, it'll be there in the podcast section under Sportscast very, very shortly. After just before 6 o'clock, Rob Pritchard and Tony Meppen taking over with commentary of this evening's FC Isle of Man game live from the Bowl. Before we get to that, I'll hand you back to Manx Radio Gold for a few minutes.